Yep, it's another prelim final where we look at the men with the purple jumpers, and this man has a massive, massive part to do it. I'm pleased to say that Frank Panisi, the general manager of the Melbourne Storm, is on the line. G'day, Frank.
Hey, Joel. How are you?
Very good, mate. A lot of people sort of think about booking holidays maybe mid-September or something, but never for the Melbourne Storm. It's always booking holidays after October, that's for sure, or late October anyway. You're there again, mate. How's the build-up been?
It's been a great build-up, Joel, in terms of having the weekend off is really important at this stage of the year, just to freshen everyone up, and if you've got one or two little injuries, give them a chance to get over it. So, the build-up's been good, so there'll be no excuse if we don't get the job done on Saturday in terms of our preparation.
Now, Frank, last time we had you on, we learned that you're a mad Seinfeld fan, so I thought I'd put a challenge to you. Let's go through the characters of the main characters of Seinfeld, and I want you to give us somebody from the Melbourne Storm. Doesn't necessarily have to be a player who fit the bill. So, for example, Jerry would be considered the comedian, the straight shooter. Who fits the bill for Jerry?
Yeah, Felice Kafusi. He's got the same temperament. He's a bit of a clown, good sense of humour, bit of a cool cat like Jerry.
Yeah.
So definitely Felice Kafusi there, Joe.
Felice Kafusi. What about George, who, I don't know how you'd explain him. He's the coward. I don't think there's too many cowards at the Melbourne Storm, but he's the complainer. He's the guy who finds himself in a few little situations. Who would that be?
That's a tough one. There's a few people in the team reckon the coach is George, though, in terms of his... He's whining at times, so I'd have to give it the coach. But he's certainly not a coward. That certainly wouldn't fit the bill, but
no.
There's a bit of George in the coach.
Okay, righto. So Felice Kafusi, Jerry. The coach is George Costanza. What about the cynic? Who's the one who's always up and about and maybe is in with the gossip and all those sorts of things? Elaine.
Oh, definitely Christian Welsh. And he's also, just like Elaine was, she was a bit of a romantic, or she thinks she was. Welsh is the same. He thinks he's a romantic. He's not, but he's... He certainly gives himself a fair rap with the female companionship anyway. So I'd have to say Welshy on that one.
I like that. What about the wild card, the Kramer?
Oh, geez. There's a few good nominees here. It'd have to be. I think it'd be a dead heat between Brandon Smith, Cameron Munster and Josh Adakar. That would be the three that would fight that role out.
Yeah, very, very good. Who would play you? What would be your role, Frank, would you say, if you were in one of the Seinfeld episodes?
Oh, I'd be that Larry David just in the background, just organising things.
Oh, that's exactly right. Well, that's what you've been doing, Frank. Spud Carroll's here with me as well.
Yeah, Frank, firstly, congrats on the year so far. We've still got a couple of games to go, mate. But my favourite player is Brandon Smith. I know he calls himself the cheese. I've always called him the demolition man. I think he goes all day. What's he like as a trainer? Is he fit or is he just natural?
Yeah, I'd say more a natural, Spud. He certainly puts in the trainers, no doubt about that. But he's a competitor, and you know all about that. He's a type of bloke. Once he crosses the white line, whether it's at training or it's on game day, more importantly, he just can turn it on. He's just remarkable. So he trains. He has to do what he has to do, but he's certainly not what you'd call the Dale Finucanes of our side, who's the absolute professional. He's just one of those competitors. So when it's especially at training, if it becomes competitive, you see the best in Brandon, and on game day he produces.
What about last year, mate? You're in the same circumstance of where you are. No Cameron Smith. Who's been the leader this week of sort of taking control around the joint to get the heads all focused?
Oh, definitely the two captains, Bud. I think Dale Finucan and Jess Bromwich, I think, you know, they've done a great role taking over. I mean, big, big, big role to take over from Cameron Smith. And that's one of the reasons Craig selected two of them. Just there wasn't much between. It was a difficult choice. He was going to be captain out of the two. Mm. They're different type of leaders. But we just thought, given the huge shoes they had to fill, two's better than one, and they've done that. They get along really well off the field. They work really well. There's no ego amongst either of them. So they're the two that have driven us all year. I think that they deserve full credit.
Frank, I'd love your opinion on this, but for me, I think whichever coach wins this, it'll be without doubt their greatest achievement. In the case of South Sydney, it's very hard to win without your marquee player. They would have to do it without Latrell. They'd have to ultimately beat a team who, whether it's you or Penrith, who's put 50 on them in the same year. Des Hasler, they were a chance to get the spoon after 4 weeks. It'd be his biggest achievement, I would think. For the Penrith Panthers, Ivan Cleary's got to go through, Craig Bellamy to get to the grand final. Then he's got Des Hasler or Wayne Bennett waiting for him. And for you guys, this would be your first premiership yourself and Craig without, either a Smith, Cronk or Slater. The relocation, which every team has had to do, the COVID situation, but going back to back and asking team to be up, you know, as they were last year. Would you agree, Frank, that for yourself and Craig and the rest of the team, if you are to get the job done, it's the greatest achievement ever for the Melbourne Storm?
Oh, it's certainly up there. I mean, it's very hard to separate premierships. But, yeah, this one, you know, to think we'd have such a dominant year, the first year without Cameron and on the back of a premiership as well. Yeah, that would certainly take some beating. But I think you're right. I think four, you know, fascinating teams with all different stories on the weekend. Just in our game against Penrith, it's remarkable to think that whoever loses out of us and Penrith would only have lost three home and away games for the whole year.
Yeah.
So you would never think that if you went at the start of the year, you said you'd only lose three home and away games and not make the grand final. You wouldn't believe it. But that's going to happen to one of us, unfortunately, on Saturday. So that just tells you. And you're right about the other side. I mean, you know, people can say what they like about Wayne Bennett, but he is a master. And to do it, you know, people wrote him off a couple of weeks ago. And our old mate Desi, you know, Spud and I, you know, obviously with Desi, I mean, that doesn't surprise us. But even this year, I think what he's done, where they were after four rounds, to think they're one year away from a grand final in itself is an achievement. So I think whoever gets through this weekend is going to be really proud of doing that.
You're a great judge of the game, one of the greatest ever. In fact, Frank, if you closed your eyes and you look to the other side of the draw and you see Manly and South Sydney, what does your gut feel say as to which of those two teams progress to the grand final?
Well, I better say Manly with Spud there, otherwise you come looking for me. But there's just, it's a tough one. They're just the two coaches I've got an enormous amount of respect for. I think Manly were probably, they were not scarred, but they certainly, after our loss the other week, you could tell the players walking off the field that hurt them. And I just think they're playing. They've got the best player in the competition at the moment. And Tom Trbojevic, I don't care what anyone says. You know, we love all our players and we wouldn't swap any of our players. But if there's one you'd swap, he's just incredible. So I think if South have to win, they've got to contain Tommy, because they don't. I think they're in for a tough night.
Yeah, Frank, re the preparation for this game. Most of your games have been night games. We've now got a day game. Does it affect you much? What sort of changes do you do?
Not massively, but we trained at that time last week, last Friday. We've played a day game at Suncorp this year during Magic Weekend. So, we've had experience playing at Suncorp during the day, albeit one game. And albeit was in May, this in September, so it's going to be a lot hotter. But now we've played a couple of games this year a day. I think the players actually enjoy it more because, as you know, especially this time of year, waiting around for a night game is just, it just sucks up a lot of your energy.
Yep.
The fact that you wake up, you're only a few hours away. I actually like that. It's a bit like playing in the juniors a bit. You don't have to wait all day for the game. So, no, we've got no concern. I think it'll be a fast track. The weather will be good. And I think it'll suit a lot of our players.
Yeah, what sort of weather are they expecting up there? Like down here in Sydney, mate, we've got smog left, right and centre. But are they going to have a good temperature?
Yeah, 28 degrees, bud. So it's going to be warm. And especially for the first half when, you know, playing in the sunlight. And yeah, that's just going to be, you know, great for footy. Both teams have got some quick players, and I think it's going to be great for the spectacle, and I think it'll suit us, you know, and I imagine Penrith will say the same as well, which, you know, they're probably right, but we've certainly got no fears of playing a day.
Frank, how hard a decision is it when you've got, you know, on the bench you've got Nicho Hynes, you've got Harry Grant, who are both more nimble, smaller types, and then you've got two other forwards on there. You've got such depth in these big, big boppers. How hard a decision is it to land on, okay, we'll go with the two smaller blokes and the two big blokes versus going with an all-out big side? How hard is that when you've got a bloke like Nicho Hynes, who's had just a remarkable season?
Yeah, tough, but I think, you know, it also probably makes the decisions easier given how well he's played. You just can't keep him out of the 17. And I think he's the type of player you need on the bench, because obviously he's a fullback, but he can play in the halves and he's also played in centre. So so he covers a number of positions which you need on the bench. And so I think, you know, that was an easy decision. And with Harry, I mean, you know, the decision, you start him and put Brandon at lock. But, you know, they work well together, you know, when Harry does come off the bench. And, you know, Brandon's, I mean, probably, if not one of our best players, the best player we've had this year. So it's, and as hooker, so he deserves his spot at starting nine. As good as Harry is, I think, you know, he just deserves it through the way he's played this year, starting the game as number nine.
It was well played out after you won last year's grand final, you know, all the success you had and the celebrations. And if there was one player I was worried about coming into this season, I thought, oh, geez, Brandon Smith could flatline this year. But he's gone the other way. What do you put that down to, Frank?
He's incredibly mentally tough, and he's got a really, I was only talking about this to someone yesterday. Like, there's been a lot of dialogue about him this year, about him leaving and going to this club, the Bulldogs or the Tigers or the Titans. And it just doesn't affect him. He knows what he wants. Things just don't worry him. Like, he's the type of bloke, he really enjoyed the premiership last year, and so they should. I mean, winning premierships is not easy, and something you remember for the rest of your life. So he made the most of the opportunity, and just like he plays the game, that's how he parties. He enjoys it. But you know, when it was time to come back to training, he just switches on and gets ready for a new season. So I think what spurred him on this year was the fact that Cameron Smith wasn't there, and that number 9 jersey was available. And having Harry Grant back, he just saw that as a fantastic challenge. And from the first time we got together as a team way back in January, you know, he wanted that number 9 jersey as much as he and Harry are, you know, rock solid and close mates off the field. He wanted that number 9. And now we are one game away from a grand final, and he's got that number 9. So he's worked really hard for it. And it's something that he wanted from day one. And I think that's what spurred him on this year.
Yeah, Frank, you talk about your captains. One of those being Dale Finucane, and he's leaving at the end of the year. Is there sort of, have you felt there's internal talk? Yeah, he doesn't have to hear it, but do you feel there's internal talk, we're going to send this guy out a winner because he's such a legend of a player?
Without a shadow of a doubt, Spuddy, he's been phenomenal for us since we signed him, I think way back in 2015. Remarkably, every year that he's been here, we've been in a prelim, and he sets the standard at training, he sets the standard at meetings, and he sets the standard on game day. He's just the ultimate professional, incredibly tough player. Like, he just goes through an enormous amount of pain. And when you got someone like that, and he's so humble, you know, he's the most humble bloke you could possibly imagine. He doesn't like, you know, he would be mortified if someone got up and spoke about, we've got to do it for Dale. But I think you hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what the sentiment is, and it's that won't have to be said publicly because they know he'll hate that. But deep down, yeah, it's, you know, for him and Josh Adakar and Nico, but especially Dale, because he's been here, you know, for such a long time, and he's made such a great contribution to the team. And so he deserves nothing but, you know, the premiership leaving. But so easier said than done, but as we know, it's there's a couple, 3 other teams that are trying to do the same with their own players. So we'll be certainly fighting hard for Dale.
Frank, what concerns you most about this Penrith team?
Probably the fact they've been out of form. I think that's the concerning part. I think everyone's been writing them off. I think only 2 weeks ago, going into the finals, everyone was saying, you know, they're definitely the team to beat, and you know, they were hitting form at the right time. And suddenly, 2 games that have been a little bit shaky in terms of losing against South, but that could have gone either way in the last few minutes. And you know, I thought that they didn't get the credit last week. It was a great game in terms of an old-fashioned, you know, grind and game. And I think that probably, you know, the fact that people are saying they're not playing at their best, I think that's always a concern because, you know, there's a good game in it. But great teams like that just don't stay down for long. So I know there's a good performance in it. So we've got to make sure that we start strong and start fast to really make advantage of the fact that they've been playing for the last few games. Because if they start well, it could be a tough afternoon.
Yeah. Frank, we appreciate your time, mate. I'll just leave you with one more thing. Plenty of messages coming through. I'll choose a couple here. Frank or Jeff from Northcote just wants to thank you guys, the Melbourne Storm, for the membership situation you come up with this week. A wonderful gesture, so many people are happy with that. And the final question, we'll get away from the rugby league in many ways, and this one comes through. It said, ask Frank who would be Newman, you know, the schemer, that type of person. Who would that be for the Melbourne Storm?
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Well, Newman was really well liked, was he? So I don't think we've got too many Newmans. So top of my head, I reckon Welshie could play both roles of Elaine and Newman, put it that way.
Good answer. Hey, Frank, we're counting down the days to the grand final now, mate. So first you've got the prelim. If you advance through to the grand final, it's a matter of days only. So all the best for that journey, mate. And we appreciate you coming on Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN.
No, thanks, Joel. Thanks, bud. Really excited what's coming up.